Well, I started off working with heroin users, then I started working with alcohol users, and I thought, wow, they've really got it bad because alcohol's everywhere. And heroin, you can kind of avoid in a way. You can walk down the street without seeing a heroin user or a dealer generally. Alcohol, big problem because there's pubs everywhere. But now working with gamblers, I think that's an even bigger problem because the major part of it is money. And whenever a gambler is presented with money, they will think about gambling. So if I can think about take you, for example, and think about how would you cope this week without having any money whatsoever. You'd find it quite a kind of restrictive and difficult. And that's kind of what we ask people to do. And that makes it hard to get away from gambling.